There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
KMOX. Good morning, all y'all. How you doing?
Merry Christmas. We're all back.
So are we doing Happy New Year yet? We gotta wait a little bit.
What is it? The 29th?
It's the 29th.
I'm waiting till the 31st. I'm not a huge fan of New Year's.
Do us a favor and hang out with us for this New Year week. It's gonna be the last work week for you of 2025. And then, you know, on Friday, you're gonna have a brand new year. Well, I guess
Thursday. Are you
talking
to me?
Everybody.
Oh.
Listening.
You know, they said it'd be a cold day before Chris and Amy ever did a show together.
Oh, get serious. John's mad because he had to fill in for us last week.
And
on
this
Friday.
Week.
He did great, too. That's John Hancock. He's hanging out for a minute. 314-436-7900. Call and text. Watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We are on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
What in the world is going on with this weather? We had a record high in December, 78 degrees.
Wow.
And then the low was 16.
That's a big drop.
That's a gigantic drop.
Yeah, that's a big change.
That shouldn't be allowed.
Well, I just want to welcome Chris Ranji back, specifically with this news. We've got a sheriff update. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen will meet today at 10 a.m.
to extend Sheriff Alfred Montgomery for another 10 years.
Close. It's to set a special election date for the sheriff's replacement.
God damn it.
So Sean Malone will be joining us in just a couple of minutes.
I got to stop taking off work. Bad things happen.
Every time you take off work, something bad happens to the sheriff.
Blues beat the Preds last night, or on Saturday, rather, and they will take on the Sabres tonight. That is at 7 o'clock. And we have breaking news in the last 5 minutes, literally the last 5 minutes.
Wow.
Remember how Anthony Becht, the head coach of the St. Louis Battlehawks, was reassigned to Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a new head coach for the St. Louis Battlehawks.
You don't say.
Officially announced. Ricky Prohl. Ricky
Prohl,
the former Rams receiver.
Number 87.
Yeah, Ricky Prohl's going to be our new Battlehawks coach.
Remember that catch?
Of course, everybody remembers the catch.
John.
Amazing.
And John and Ranj. I haven't really said that. They enlightened me on how coaches are selected and reassigned.
Oh, in the UFL?
In the UFL. Yeah. I had no idea. The teams have nothing to do with it. The head of the UFL just says, hey, Anthony Becht, you are not the coach anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to go here.
Yep.
And
right.
Ricky, you coach the Battlehawks now.
Pretty much. I mean, it's a weird
thing.
It's a
dictatorship.
But yeah, it is a dictatorship.
That's the way they set it up. And, the league, they're going to have to figure out some kind of a relationship with the NFL as a way to, I know you've got college football, obviously, where all of the talent comes from. But, this league, this UFL league, could be a proving ground for folks that didn't make it the first time. When they, went to an NFL camp and got cut and that was it. But if they don't figure that out, it's gonna have a hard time surviving. The only place that draws anybody is St. Louis.
That's right. And St. Louis does it better than pretty much everybody else in the league. And I think a lot of that, when we see the building full, you can't help but think this is a middle finger to Stan and to the NFL. Like, oh, we can't support football. Yeah. Really? Look, we're supporting this team that's not the NFL.
Yeah.
It's a UFL. It's a startup. And St. Louisans are putting 40,000 people in the building.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy for a league that isn't a look, I enjoy going to Battle Hawks games.
It is a fun
experience. They're a lot of fun, but it's not the NFL.
Right.
It just isn't. The quality of play is not the same.
But the turf looks better now.
The turf does look better. So Ricky will be out there coaching, and he'll look at the turf and go, this was better than when I played.
Yeah.
That's what he'll say.
That's
so,
fun.
Yes, the news is Ricky Prohl is back in St. Louis, or he will be, as the head coach of the Battle Hawks.
Very nice.
Just announced a few minutes ago.
Well, John, while we have you, you had a nice Christmas.
I did.
Did you get any gifts? Didn't you get your ball cleaner a while ago?
That was two Christmases ago.
Two Christmases ago.
Yeah, you put your snooker balls in that sucker and a little dab of soap on there, and it spins around. And
So what'd you get this year?
Shiny balls. Huh?
Shiny balls.
This year, I got a new pair of sunglasses. I got a new razor shaving system that I've put to the test, and it's working swimmingly.
Did you know?
For your face?
Yeah, for my face, but I don't shave my legs.
Okay. I mean, there are other places.
I suppose. And I got my annual pair of slippers from my daughter.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Love the slippers.
How long has the slipper tradition been going?
Years.
Wow.
And it's kind of good. She got me a sturdy pair this year. The thick rubber sole.
Oh, that's the kind where you don't fall in the house.
You could wear it outside if you needed to.
You could.
Matthew, you seem like a young man that might have slippers.
I do wear slippers, yeah. Well, you got to have something around the house. I want to wear tennis shoes or be barefoot all the time.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to wear shoes in the house.
That's right.
I wear Birkenstocks around the house. I can't go barefoot. I'm not a barefoot person.
I don't like barefoot.
I don't like going barefoot.
I have to at least have socks on. I can't just be walking around barefoot. Not a big fan.
Yeah.
So you had some, a pretty nice Christmas. That's good.
It was lovely.
All right. What is it about Christmas gifts, and what is the age where, think about when you're a kid. If you get slippers, you get like socks for Christmas, which has happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're, this is a terrible gift. But there's an age where it's like, oh, this is really nice.
Yeah. I've hit it.
Thank you for the.
I've hit it. I got socks and a belt, and I'm so excited. I wanted socks, and I'm wearing the belt right now. Standing up.
There it is.
Oh, nice belt.
On the YouTube.
Yeah.
I got my new belt and I got socks and I was so excited. So
it's
definitely.
That belt would make it about halfway around me.
Hey, well, that's good enough.
I mean, depends on which half, I guess.
Yeah, well, either one.
Yeah. But I don't know. When did you, what age do you think it is? Anybody?
About 12.
You don't want socks when you're 12.
Well, you do. I mean, if you like socks. Did you get fuzzy socks or just regular old socks?
No, I got some solid colored trouser socks.
Trouser socks. You got to love that.
I don't know what that means.
Trouser socks are like the socks that you wear with pants and dress shoes.
Oh, okay.
Like dress socks.
They're referred to as trouser socks?
That's how I refer to them.
Okay.
I've got my socks separated in the sock drawer.
Yeah.
You got your colored socks over here.
Yeah, of course.
And then you got your white socks over there. And then within those two conferences, I've got divisions. And I got the brown or the blue and the black.
That's way too much.
And then you got the ankle and the calf on the white.
I believe it's called OCD.
Yeah, but you know what?
See,
I don't have to turn the light on to get a pair of socks.
You go by color, I go by function.
Huh.
Running socks, hiking socks.
Yeah. Aren't they the same?
Nope. Dress socks.
Running socks and hiking socks. So you got to have one sock if you're running and one sock if you're walking.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
I hope our boss isn't listening right now.
It doesn't matter.
I can
assure
you.
There's nobody in any office.
We can
do whatever we want.
Not.
We can do whatever we want
pretty much
the next couple of days. Yeah. Nobody's in the office.
Matthew, you've been awfully quiet over there. People want a Christmas update. We've got socks and underpants and belts to talk
about.
I'll
do one better. I got some new brown shoes.
Wow.
Oh,
that's right. Wow.
We are and none of us went to prom, right?
Well, there they are. He's got these sporting shoes.
We're the biggest losers in St. Louis.
When I saw Louis C.K. live before all the stuff,
right?
One of his jokes on stage was, you know somebody has money if they have brown shoes, because that means they have two pairs of shoes, which is a really great joke, and it's so true.
These aren't traditional brown shoes, because you have multiple pairs of brown shoes.
Right. I'm doing really well. Multiple brown pairs of shoes.
I mean, AM radio is where it's at, because now this pair of
shoes.
FM. AM and
104.1 FM,
right.
KMOX.
They're brown and grayish.
Grayish?
Yeah.
Grayish.
Gray beige.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice. We've done it. We have started a show talking about socks and belts.
Yep.
Top that. Bet you can't. Hey, thanks for hanging out for a bit with
us. My pleasure. I think I've added quite a bit to the
you really did.
Content here.
A preview of what's to come.
We learned about Ricky Prohl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Right as you were sitting in here.
Yes.
So it's good that we had you.
61 degree temperature drop.
That's got to be a record.
That's stupid.
I think it is a record.
Has to be.
Crazy. I do not condone this weather at all. Well, thanks, John Hancock.
You bet.
Happy New Year. Are you back on Friday?
Wednesday.
Oh, you're back on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with. Believe me, it's hard to keep up with. I think I'm on Wednesday from 8 and until noon with Amy.
Yeah, he's on with me.
Then we'll see you guys here.
Well, you're out gallivanting.
You'll be gallivanting.
I love to gallivant.
You go out there and gallivant, big boy.
Sean Malone is going to be in when we come back, and he will update us on how the new sheriff is going to be picked, because my guy is out. Sean Malone is next on KMOX.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
That's right. While I was out, this is why you just don't take days off work, even for a holiday. Never, ever take off days, because when you do, they come for your sheriff. And Sheriff Alfred Montgomery has been relieved of his duties permanently. And of course, we would like to pay our respects.
My job is to protect the sheriff's office.
Mr. Montgomery and his entire family are very disappointed to have this type of news during to Christmas.
David Mason led the defense of Montgomery during the near week-long trial.
He's obviously quite disappointed. He worked very, very hard to become the sheriff. Still believes his conduct was legal.
Plus the new uniforms, plus the badges.
Let's figure it out in court.
Montgomery has been ordered to wear an ankle monitor during his house arrest.
My job is to protect the sheriff's office, and we'll be filing a declaration by the end of today.
She actually said, quote, then cuff me.
An expressionless Sheriff Alfred Montgomery entered the courtroom wearing a black suit, blue tie, and shackles around his ankles and his left hand cuffed.
Did he work very, very hard?
Then cuff me.
My job is to protect the sheriff's office.
You're in the media business. All I can say is stay tuned. You're going to hear more evidence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Then cuff me.
No, Ronj, not like that.
So,
not unless you want to get removed from office.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
It was not sexy time.
Oh, it wasn't sexy
no,
time.
No, it was
cuff
not
me.
Sexy time. They were in jail.
I have to tell you, I don't think I'd like sexy time cuff me. That's just not my kind of thing. I don't want to do that.
Let's go back to the sock conversation.
No, this is way more interesting.
Then cuff me.
Yeah, ooh, hey, well,
that was kind of sexy, actually.
Hey,
ooh.
How you doing, girl? Hey, Sean Malone is in from
good
the KMLX News.
Maybe a little better to be back like 60 seconds ago than
I'm glad
the way the conversation
here.
Is derailed.
I'm glad you're here. So thank you for being here, Sean. So they got rid of my guy, and today... In about 40 minutes, they are expected, the Board of Aldermen, they're going to meet and figure out what to do now.
Oh, here's what to do. We've talked about this before. It's election time, special election time for the city of St. Louis, and that's what the board is going to be working on today. They're going to be passing a resolution that would establish a March 3rd election to determine who the next sheriff for the city of St. Louis is. And while that's going on in the background, there is a legal fight that's beginning to play out between the Board of Aldermen and the mayor over who gets to name the interim sheriff. Board of Aldermen is saying that historically it's always been them that gets to name the interim sheriff. The mayor has moved forward as if it's just her on her own that gets to name the interim sheriff. Whomever that is, if they don't wind up settling on the current interim sheriff, John Hayden, the former chief of police for the city of St. Louis, they won't hold the job very long. But they will act as the interim sheriff for the city of St. Louis between whatever time they get figured out and named until the March 3rd election and a new one is selected.
Is there something special about St. Louis, whatever's it. Well, no, I mean, whatever's whatever's written down, you know, like their rules. Isn't there a rule like, hey, if this happens, then this. So if the sheriff is removed or any other public official is removed, then these are the people or the person who gets to appoint. Why is this not clearly laid out so we don't have the situation where, well, the mayor thinks it's her and the Board of Aldermen think, well, no, actually we're supposed to do. Why is this not clear somewhere?
So historically, it was just the Board of Aldermen from my conversation with Aldermanic President Megan Green. There was a law change, I say recently, sometime in the past couple of years. I don't remember when exactly she said, but that changed it to involve the mayor, comptroller, and Board of Aldermen. So now it's kind of just figuring out, okay, this is what it says, but how do we navigate this? You know, even the statement that I got from the mayor said she doesn't really care who has a say at the end of the day, as long as it's the courts that say who has that say at the end of the day. So, you know, the Board of Aldermen was trying to work in conjunction and cooperation with the mayor on this. The mayor thought they still were, from her statements, working in cooperation with the Board of Aldermen with what the legal process they move forward with just the mayor and the city councilor and not the Board of Aldermen directly involved. So, you know, it's a little messy, but this is more about talk in from my conversation with Aldermanic President Green, setting a precedent moving forward. So the next time there is a vacancy in the sheriff's department or another department, they can turn around and say, okay, this is what we did the last time under the current rules as they're written. This is the process again moving forward.
Is there anybody who wants this job? Like, are people...
John Hayden Jr. has said that he wants to stay as sheriff after taking over as interim sheriff a couple of weeks ago when Alfred Montgomery was then temporarily removed from office. So he said he wants to stay. I called him on Friday. I have not heard back from him yet, but our friends at Fox 2 ran into Sheriff Vernon Betts working a security detail on the streets of St. Louis shortly after Alfred Montgomery, his successor, was removed from office. And he apparently expressed interest in potentially running again. So we could see Sheriff Vernon Betts back on the ballots.
Oh, wow.
Trying to reclaim his old job a little more than a year after stepping out of office when Alfred Montgomery took over for him.
How old is Vernon Betts now?
I don't know off the top of my head. If I had to wage a guess, 60s, maybe a little older than that, but that's off the top of my head. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to double check.
He was around for
that.
So long, it feels like he's 90, but I know he's not.
Well, he's not that old. I can confirm that much.
Yeah.
We do have someone watching our show on Facebook. John says that Sheriff Montgomery will always have my rep sect.
That is, look, you can come after my guy if you want. That's not his fault.
We don't know. You don't know.
Well, he didn't write it out. So it's whoever installed the sign on the door.
There was a sign that said.
In the trial, it did come up. And I forget who.
This came up?
Yes, the sign. And it, you know, it got approved by someone within the department. I forget who exactly, but someone in the department who's in charge of, you know, getting these kinds of things ordered and such. They apparently signed off on the copy that was sent to them by the printing company. So the printing company misspelled it. But like when you get anything, especially at that large a scale printed, you know, something beyond like a custom ink or something like that, they send you a proof or copy that says, hey, this is what it's going to show. This is what it's going to say. This is how respect is going to be spelt.
I still think it's the installer probably just mixed the letters
up. Well, but you don't
know,
are the letters connected or individual?
I don't know that.
Because
so we're talking about, what did it say? Honor, integrity,
and rep sect.
Rep
sect. R-E-P.
This was above the door at the sheriff's office. But they did fix it. Which is good.
Yes, so it got fixed. But now that's just another, like, it's one of those, if that happens in a normal tenure,
you
nobody
think
thinks
much of
twice
it.
About it.
Right.
It's something that you laugh at and you move on. But in a tenure that was filled with legitimate drama that escalated to the point of getting the sheriff removed from office, you know, the detaining of Deputy Commissioner Tammy Ross, the disarming of a former deputy under the guise of an internal affairs investigation, things like that. But then also the financial troubles as well of, you know, you're already way over budget, you're spending all this money. Was the sign really necessary? And then you have a mistake of you didn't check the spelling on it when you were sent the copy.
It's just another
proofs.
Thing.
It's exactly. It's another thing where it's like, Can we go a week functioning properly? Because that's how it felt throughout this. I mean, you played the montage Matt Pajeski did, and probably if given an infinite timeline, could have had an hour-long montage with all the segment drama that we've covered at this point. It was a very stuffed 1 year in office, not even one full year, 356 days in office for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery before his removal. A lot happened in that period of time.
Well, were you, last question, I know you need to go.
What does he have to do?
Well, he's got to go look at the news. Go find the news.
I got to find some news.
He's got to make the news.
I got to find out whoever you're supporting next and go get them.
He's got to start a new witch hunt.
Yeah.
No, but were we ever mentioned in the trial?
No.
Okay.
We did get called out, actually, and you guys played a part of this in the one of the appeals regarding the Janae Edmondson trial for, and I forget his name, the driver.
Daniel something.
Daniel Riley.
Daniel Riley.
The attorney tried to appeal that he did not get the change of venue that he requested, and the media coverage was so heavy there was no way to have an unbiased jury in St. Louis City. And when he said, you know, with intense media coverage, and in parentheses included, KMOX being the worst, is what he said.
Oh.
And a big part of that might have been when I jumped on with you guys at lunch every day during the trial to recap what had happened at that point. So
did they go out to their cars and listen at lunch?
Maybe.
And listen to, I didn't say anything. I didn't do nothing.
I said throw the book at him. I said throw the book at him. No. This idiot.
I didn't do nothing.
Hit this young girl. She lost her legs because of him. Throw the book at him.
So we in this trial to remove the sheriff did not come up, but we have before come up in legal filings, been referenced
as. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, but you know, all the work I did to save our sheriff.
Yeah.
And
I just wish you had been acknowledged.
Yeah, like, come on, I'm his only supporter.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry this happened. I'm sorry for my conduct, but I want to thank Chris Ranji for being my strongest and sole supporter.
Also, I like to think that when the cuff me comment was made in the office, I would like for it, in my fantasy, it was
interesting choice of words.
Yeah, in my fantasy, it was, cuff me, baby.
Okay.
Is that what was said?
That is not what was said.
Cuff me, baby.
It was more of a defiant than cuff me. You know, like if you're in a bar, if you're face to face with someone in a bar and you say, so hit me.
I should.
And they hit you.
Do you remember?
Then you can still be charged with assault even if you say, so hit me.
The meme, it's like it's a graphic from a local news story.
What are you going to do? Stab me, man who was stabbed? Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. What are you going to do? Stab me, quote, man who was stabbed.
So cuff me, jail deputy commissioner who was so cuffed.
Okay. Don't you threaten me with a good time. I will cuff you, baby. All right.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Well, Sean, thanks for all this. You could have waited like a couple of days to oust my sheriff. Why couldn't have you waited until today?
That wasn't my decision. That was the judge's decision.
Well, it's your witch hunt.
It was me who had to report on it days before Christmas.
It's called a witch hunt. Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom. Thank you, man.
Anytime, guys.
Chris and Amy on KMOX. Speaking of crime, you ever stolen anything? Even though you don't need to, well, apparently Amy knows a lot of thieves.
I know of them.
You know of these thieves?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to get into this when we come back on KMOX.
So one thing that happens around the holidays, I think for a lot of people, you have family and friends with kids who come home from college, right? College break. Christmas break for all the college students who are home for a few weeks. And it's kind of funny, and it could just be a sign that I'm getting old, along with the sign that, you know, I got a belt and socks for Christmas and I really wanted those. The college stories that you hear of like what's going on campus or what the kids these days are doing for fun. So this one kind of shocked me. Apparently, thievery is a thing on college campuses, and it's not like people stealing things they want from strangers, like, well, you left your bike and your bike got stolen, or, you know, you forgot your wallet, someone stole some cash. It's just random items and like things being stolen by people you know.
Is this a thing on college campuses, or is this just a thing? Because I do know people who they sort of get a thrill out of it. They don't need to steal.
Yes, they're not hungry. They don't need.
Not necessarily college students. They're just, you know, like that. And I don't think they've done it forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking of a couple of people right now. I don't know if they still do it, but have talked about the thrill and the excitement of just grabbing something that's not theirs and taking it.
Yeah.
And sometimes from a store, sometimes from somebody's house. But, I do know at least a few people who do that.
This blew my mind. Like, I try to have empathy. I try to understand where people are coming from. And there are certain things that I can't even process. Laziness is one of them. I don't understand laziness. I can't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. Kleptomania is another one. And I know I'm not describing it well right now. But like Ronj said, this is not stealing out of need. This is not stealing out of jealousy. This is not stealing out of vengeance. A lot of times the thievery comes from, it could be your roommate. It could be a friend. A lot of times it is the friend group, and they don't take the item and sell it or use it. They might just store it in a closet just to know that they took it. And then there were other kids that we had this whole conversation happened yesterday. There were other kids saying, yeah, this is happening on my campus where there's this guy, he just takes things. And so one of the adults there is a, you know, therapist, counselor, and said, yeah, like I know people, you know, I know of people who do this where, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're well off or not. It's just the thrill of it, or it's like it makes you feel something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it does.
It's so weird.
I also know some people who are, and there's one guy in particular I'm thinking of right now who's a bit frugal.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were college friends and we were roommates right after college for a while, and this dude. And I he tried doing it with me at least once and maybe a couple of times, but I'm remembering one moment. It was one of those breakfast spots, and we had gone there after a night of bars, and he wanted to just walk out on the bill. He's like, let's go. And he didn't have to do that. He wasn't broke. You know, he was perfect. He had plenty of money. He was perfectly fine. He sort of had the reputation in the group of being cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a thing he just did. He just liked to not pay. And I don't know how often he did it outside of the experience I had with him that one time. But I know he was like, let's go. Let's just walk out here. Let's dine and dash. I'm like, dude, I'm not doing that. No. And so I think some people There are various reasons. One of them is they just like that thrill of doing something wrong that's not, it's not gonna kill anybody. It's not gonna physically harm anybody. They think I could do this and probably get away with it. And there's an excitement that goes along with that. I think it's that. And also there are some people who are just cheap.
Yeah. And I think this one, the college campus thing, and we would love to hear from you. Maybe your kids or your, you know, nephews, nieces, whatever it is, came back from college and had these stories. 314-436-7900. It is, I mean, it's a crime. And I do think people are hurt because they steal. It could be jewelry. It could be something special that like a mom or a grandma made, whatever it is. And they just stick it in a closet. It could be in the same room. Like if it's your roommate, and they just stick it there. And it doesn't make sense to me that you would want to. I don't like destruction. You'd want to hurt someone. But to me, it feels psychotic. Like I would think, oh my gosh, like if you found out a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whatever it is just taking his roommate's things and hoarding them, I would think this guy is psychotic.
Yeah, that's not psychotic. I think that's that would be reserved for something that's pretty extreme. And I don't think this is an extreme thing. It's just a weird thing that some people do and more than you probably realize. And I'm sure I have more people in my life that do this kind of thing and I don't know about it. Maybe I've had something stolen from me, but I'm not aware that it's been stolen from me. Maybe multiple things. I think there's just people who live their lives in an orderly way, maybe just get bored and they want to do something they're not supposed to do.
Did you have this experience in college? You're the
definitely not
most recently removed.
My friends are not kleptos. No,
that you're aware of.
That I'm aware of.
That you're aware of. But I am missing this pair of brown shoes.
Yeah, that's why I bought a new pair. I do have friends, though, that feel that it's justified to steal from larger companies like a Walmart. I don't know if they're still doing this now, but it was a thing back then where it's okay to steal from Walmart because it's a multi-billion dollar corporation. And, you know, I understand that Walmart will feel that less than a local small business will. I get that, but I still don't think that justifies like just taking things that aren't yours. I don't know. Like just morally, I would feel bad about doing that. I don't care who it is. I don't feel bad for Walmart necessarily, maybe a little bit, but like just the fact that I would have to
have to feel bad for Walmart.
But see, I know. It's what you do when no one's looking. Yeah. That's who you are. That's your character. I agree. I don't like destruction. I don't like theft. I mean, you are stealing from someone. You are hurting someone. And to your point about your friends not feeling bad for Walmart, I swear this one kid said, it's not stealing if there's a lot of it.
If nobody will miss it?
That's what still the hell? Stealing. This drives me nuts. This breaks my heart.
It does?
It's stealing. Yes, it's criminal.
I mean, come on.
And some of these people have been to court. Like they have, like, it's.
Yeah.
And they still do it. And they don't get anything out of it monetarily. They're not using the item. They're not selling the item. This is going back to the kids thing, the college. That blows my mind. But yes, people who like will steal grapes from the produce section. That's.
Who steals grapes from the produce?
They can steal fruit, yeah.
Okay.
You could do that? Oh, interesting.
Well.
That's
funny you bring that up. That's interesting.
They're small and there's a lot of them.
That's, well. It's not wrong.
I think we should talk to Mr. Schnook or Mr. Dierbergs and ask him how much
produce
theft.
I think some people think that stores often rip people off with the things they sell and they may be selling them for too much. So they're like, you know what? I'm going to take this because Walmart rips me off sometimes and they're not going to miss it.
The cheapest place to buy anything, Walmart?
I don't know.
Yeah, Walmart is not
ripping people
off.
It's
already the store where you go when you want something cheap. You know, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like I'm going to steal from Aldi now.
So we have a 618 said, I once stole Boar's Head cheese from Schnucks and I felt horrible afterwards. It was not intentional. Ricky in South City. Now, I don't think it's stealing if it's an accident.
Yeah, that is not stealing. That's like I didn't realize I had it in my cart or I put it in a bag or something.
One time I was super thirsty and I was shopping at Whole Foods and I got a coconut water. And I was drinking the coconut water while I was shopping, right?
Yeah, people do that a lot.
Yeah, you just buy it when you check out.
Yeah.
And I set the coconut water down because I had a basket, not a cart. I set it down near the checkout counter, like where the gum is, and was emptying my cart. And I had drunk most of it and emptied the cart and I shopped and I checked out. And like a week later, I remembered, oh my gosh, I didn't pay for that coconut water. I drank it and I left it on the shelf. So I went back to Whole Foods. I got a coconut water and I said, can you scan this twice? Because last week I drank a coconut water
there
and I forgot it. And
the there lady isn't looked a at chance me, in hell I no. would
the
do that.
The lady looked at nope. me like I was Sorry. Insane.
Sorry, Bezos, you'll be fine. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd be like, oh, damn. Sorry I did that, but I'm definitely not going back. I'm definitely not going back and then making them make me pay for it.
We actually have a pretty deep, thoughtful text, which is actually kind of serious, worth reading. 314. Apologies for the depth. I read this in a book recently. Childhood trauma often leads to stealing as a complex coping mechanism stemming from deep-seated insecurity, a desperate need for control, filling emotional voids, or a misguided attempt to gain love and attention when nurturing relationships were absent. That is really interesting. And the friend who is like a psychologist has brought that up.
Yeah, that could be
it. The therapist friend said it can be like a control thing or something.
Yeah. Totally
it's
possible.
Wild that it manifests it can, that way.
Yeah, it can span so many, and it could just be you feel like stealing. Some people just they get
Have
a thrill from it.
Stolen from Walmart?
From no. The only thing I can ever remember stealing,
oh, no.
and I still think about it. I was
someone's heart.
Well, yes,
guilty as charged.
Yes, I can't help that. It wasn't on purpose. But when I was in kindergarten, there was a kid down the street from where I lived, and he had this little toy helicopter he just kind of left in the yard.
Oh, no.
It was small. It was like, the thing probably cost 30 cents, but it was sitting in the yard, and I just leaned over the fence and grabbed it and walked away.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I did it, but I remember doing it, and I remember that it was plastic and it was glow in the dark, and it was kind of small, maybe like 5 or 6 inches, and it was just a little helicopter. It didn't have a motor in it or anything. I don't know why I did it, but I remember doing it, and I was in kindergarten.
Oh,
so that was 40 years ago.
You're a criminal.
Longer. Yep. Screw that kid. He's probably a criminal now.
That's the villain origin story.
It is. What happened to my... Well, if he liked it, he wouldn't have left it in the yard.
Maybe he had to run in because something happened.
No. It was just sitting out there. He had it coming. Take care of your stuff. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
So this is kind of interesting. I don't know if it's surprising or not, but there I get different national news headlines, whether it's the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. And right now it is a lot of end of year results or top performing companies, people who passed away, whatever it may be, trends. So this one is a company that outperformed the S&P 500 this year. Now, not many companies outperform the S&P 500. This one did, and I'll let our listeners try to guess which company this is. The first clue is this is not an AI company. Okay?
Okay,
we're eliminating all AI and tech companies. This is just a regular old company. It was founded in 1997. It went public in 2004. Its sector is retail. Its headquarters is right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Its market cap, $724.7 million.
Okay.
This is the giveaway. The founder, Maxine Clark. Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely crushing it. Outperformed the S&P 500 this year. And also, its valuation is not threatened by any real or imagined AI bubble.
I can't imagine what artificial intelligence would threaten teddy bears.
Well, don't even throw it out there, Ronch. That would be terrible.
So, we're not going to talk about the game itself, but did you see the Bears-49ers game last night?
parts of it.
Well, it was quite exciting. And later we might get into it a little bit. Certainly during Gas House Gang, we'll talk about it. But did you see that Simone Biles, the most prolific gymnast in the history of gymnastics, was on the sidelines as a photographer?
I know.
She, and this is really strange because now that she has been involved with shooting sports or live events, this is now a long string of athletes who've been doing this. Randy Johnson, famously, is a concert photographer. Ken Griffey Jr. took the Rory McIlroy shot. And Suni Lee, her gymnastics teammate, also was at a Minnesota Vikings game earlier in the year, and she was on the sidelines as a photographer. So for some reason, these, and Kevin Durant did Super Bowl 50.
Wow.
He was, so whatever it is, these professional athletes.
Keeps you involved in a way.
I guess, but Durant's still playing.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Simone Biles was like just in the Olympics.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a really interesting hobby that a lot of these former athletes have picked up. And they have an inroad. I mean, it's all they have to do is just be credentialed. They say, hey, well, I'm Simone Biles. I would like a credential to shoot. Yeah. And they'll say, yeah, sure.
She can
come
go anywhere.
On through.
And also, she is dating Jonathan Owens,
who is a Bears player.
That's right.
That's right.
And
I forgot
that
part.
St. Louis.
He is.
And they also have Luther Burden.
Luther had a great game. Luther Burden.
From Mizzou.
Yeah. And then he suffered an injury, but I think it's going to be okay.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, he should be okay. But he had a really great game last night. So just know that. M-I-Z fans.
D-O-U.
That's right. Chris and Amy show, when we come back, we're going to talk to a former airline pilot, and he will talk to us about mental health with pilots and how they struggle to keep flying and what they do to make sure that they can stay in the air. It's a really interesting topic. Patrick Arnzen will join us when we come back on KMOX.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Vaughn Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.